Blackstone Audio presents Marco Polo, If You Can, by William F. Buckley, Jr. For Hugh Kenner. When Khrushchev came here in 1959, he had it in mind to seek what we would now call détente, so as to devote more Soviet resources to Soviet consumption. I often wondered why, in the midst of these efforts by President Eisenhower and Khrushchev to come to some understanding, the U-2 incident was allowed to take place. No one will ever know whether it was accidental or intentional. Senator J. William Fulbright, Interview, The Saturday Review, January 11, 1975. Chapter 1. After the first day, Blackford Oaks wondered why the court, as everyone persisted in calling it, went on and on in such tedious detail. Not that he was physically uncomfortable. During the preceding 17 days he had even dreamed, during the acuter moments of workaday distress, of the comforts of a straight-backed chair, while the ritual removal of the manacles made him feel like the man on the flying trapeze. One thing that greatly and uncommonly bothered him was the density of the cigarette smoke. On the other hand, he reflected, why should he have supposed that just because you're not allowed to smoke in courtrooms in America, you wouldn't be allowed to smoke in courtrooms in Moscow? That old cultural chauvinism, his face broke into just a trace of a smile, causing the prosecutor, who was going on at great length about the atrocities of the United States and its paid agents,